Well, say if you were making a good vegetable soup, what would you put in that? Since we're talking about vegetables.
What I like is okra and tomatoes and roast of meat. Brisket, or you can't hardly get a soup bone anymore. A soup bone, it really makes the best soup. Brisket is a little bit greasy. But or you can get a round steak and chop it up, cut it in small pieces. And you can put corn if you like it in. Some put carrots in it. Just put all vegetables. Get some vegetables mixed and put in it. No potatoes. Some do put potatoes, but not a lot.
Would that include onions?
If you like onions. Everybody don't like them. Now the gumbo is made, you take your onions and you make what they call a roux. Brown your flour. It looks like it's burning. You put your onion in that. Then you pour a little bit of water on it and make it like you would a gravy. And then drop your okra and so forth in it. Add more water to it. Say you want to make soup for about four maybe. You take about 8 cups of water. See, because that's going to simmer down and boil until you just have enough for 4 plates of soup.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
I'm not an expert cook, though, I can tell you that.
Since you mentioned onions, do you have the variety around here kind of small with the long green stalk?
I call them leeks, but a good many call them green onions.
Green onions.
Oh, they're delicious with salt. Now, I have a neighbor here, and he keeps me supplied all summer. Of course, I buy them, but he has tomatoes and okra and green beans and what he calls a foot-long bean. It's about this long. It's a green bean, and it's a very thin bean. It isn't any thicker than that. And you break it all up and put the whole thing in, you cook it together. Of course, with a little seasoned meat is better, bacon or something like that.
And I've never heard of a foot long bean before.
No, and have you ever heard of a kohlrabi?
No, ma'am.
Well, a kohlrabi, I like them better than turnips. They grow up. You know, the turnip grows in, but they grow up. And the leaves form outside this stalk, I would say, for the middle. And your vegetable is right in the center. And you pull that off and peel them and cook them just like you would turnips.
Mm.
It's really very, very nice. Eggplant, he raises that. And instead of spinach, he raises something else now. What do you call that? It has a tender leaf, and you cook it just as you would spinach.
Not cauliflower.
No. They don't raise much cauliflower around here. And they're so expensive, so people don't buy them. They put 40 cents. This summer they were 59 and 69 cents.
Mm.
And
get too expensive to live,
though. Yeah, well, they really are expensive, and spinach is the same way. My friend is trying to make me use cane spinach. I don't like cane spinach. I like the fresh spinach, but of course if it's more convenient, well, I have to use it, that's all.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can only get the frozen spinach.
Yes, ma'am.